According to the second matter of the Gemara, the chiddush of the Gemara was that even if there's very people who buy for plowing, since this the maker who sold it for eating does not have to give his money back, right? It's not a maker toast. Why? Because the majority, even though the majority of people buy for plowing.
So we're back to our original
Mem Bob.
That was
Rav. Rav holds, since the majority are for plowing, it's a maker of toys. But you also don't go past the majority. Don't go come to the majority. He pointed out that it doesn't sound like it's a chiddush b'chlam, because this guy buys for two things. That's what we said, the Rosh of the chiddush. That since the majority of people buy for plowing, that somehow tilts the scale. Even though this guy buys for two things, but his main focus is on the plowing. So, chiddush. Fine. Okay, so let's see now the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey Amadav. Mishnah and Hey Amadav. You brought it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Reidev Acha, Sorry Acha. One Sorry was chasing another Sorry. Ruzak. And he got damaged. So which got damaged? The one that was being chased. So the owner of the show that got damaged said, Shoricha Hezek, your show that was chasing my show damaged it. But their email, the other one said, Loiki, it's not. Elevistena Loka. You know why it broke its leg? Because it tripped on the stone. So what's the halacha in this situation? You have a machlokes between two people, the owner of the show that was chased would like to get money from the owner of the show that was chasing it, and the owner of the show that was chasing it said, sorry, it wasn't my show that did anything. So what's the halacha? The halacha is a mitzi mechaveyori olotarei. Prove it. Therefore he's parted from pain.
That's the
point of the phone. Oh, very good. So what's Rashi say here? Vuhuzak, the second last line, Vuhuzak, and Yudav. The one that was being chased got damaged. And the one that was chasing instead, Bistela Locha. Mischachi Hoya Bistela. He was rubbing himself on a stone, but Locha, and he got damaged. So it's got nothing to do with me. So that's this first case of the Mishnah there.
Are you back in the other
corner? Lamed Hei.
So
that's the first case of the Mishnah. We have a shoy chasing another shoy, and we say Amaytzim Mechaveyo Olaberai. To which the Gemara Lamed Hei Amud Beis says, Omach Emchia Ba'avo Zois Eimeret Chalukin Olav Chaveyo Asimut. So Emchia Ba'avo says, from here you see, that's Chalukin Olav Chaveyo Asimut. You know there's an opinion called Sumchus. Sumchus holds Mama in Hamutzah B'Sofik Chalukin. But here you see, there must be somebody argues on him. Why? Because you see in our Mishnah, we said, I'm waiting to Mechaveir Olaberai. Now, what was the Chiddush with Chibah Abba? Well, of course, the Mishnah says, I'm waiting to Mechaveir Olaberai. What was the Chiddush with Chibah Abba to say, Zoy Semeres is the Machlokes? I don't need Chibah Abba to tell me that you see, I'm waiting to Mechaveir Olaberai. Why did he say it? What's the
difference? Since the two different cases we're talking about, maybe there's a little difference between
them. Speaking very vague, actually.
Very what?
Vague.
Vague?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Why is the difference between the two cases?
If you want to make a chiddush, you've got to say why it's a machalik.
So our case, the truth is we didn't want all the cases over here. This is all the Mishnah's here.
We've got the case where the Shoy is chasing another Shoy. So why would I have thought that, and the Mishnah says, So obviously it's chayda b'sumchus. The Mishnah said, "Amitzim echaver v'ray," and sumchus holds mamon hamutz b'safek cholkim. So what's the chiyah about Abba's chiddush of zayis hameres? Zayis hameres chalukin olam chaver al sumchus. Bevadai. The Mishnah said so. The Mishnah said that amitzim echaver olver. That's the difficulty on this mark, first few words of the Gemara. So what would be an answer? What could be an answer? What would be the direction we have to go in order to resolve this difficulty? You must end that the Gemara, you don't need our own to state the obvious.
How many of the according to
right. But the Mishnah said, no, the Mishnah said, so what would we say? We would say, you're not going to be money.
I would say, if they are, we put it in one mission.
So what do you want to do about it? Let's say it's in two separate missions. But a Maisa...
Isn't that a good
character? What? Like this? It's in a mission of the Arab. Mishnah says a Maisa of the Arab.
The fact that
there's
two
missionaries... One second. The Mishnah says the Mishnah Mechavei Olavai. Who does that fit in with? That's a Chachamim. So obviously they're arguing on Simchas.
In which case?
The Mishnah Amatei, about the show chasing another show.
Yeah.
And it says there, the Adin is a Mechavei Olavai.
So we don't know that the
cases
are the same case. I'm saying, well, we know that the cases are different. The question is, are they similar enough?
I'm not arguing with you, I just want you to speak out your case. What do you mean by your case is? You speak very vaguely. Which case is?
Case in here on the day.
Yeah.
Case in Membov?
Membov?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Okay.
Two different
programs.
The case
is.
What's going
on? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So what's the difference?
Right in one mission.
So what's the difference?
Question, what's the difference?
Yeah. If you're going to make it clear, you have to say what's the difference. If Shmuel is working with the Ein Kivun Lachar, he's saying that.
I think that
we went in on something. Let's speak out.
When I was reading the Tosfos, I misinterpreted it, but basically, I think that this is the case of Yeru Ma'am because.
No. So that's not the Ein Kivun. So the Mishnah here says that there's a Mishnah of Ben Marat. There's a Mishnah that member of. That holds of Simchas. It says the Shay Shanagraf is a problem, so Vladimir Zinza. Then we find that we say Maman Amatsub Zabir Chalkim. So there's obviously a machlokes between the two. So what's the Chiddush of Rabbi? Chiyah Ba'amba to say Zeis Nemeris that the Chalik and Simchas. The Chayat Mufush Mish. So the answer has to be, and the Kibun of Shmuel is saying it just very vaguely, the Kibun is. That Simchas would agree to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei. You might have thought that Simchas would agree to the Mishnah on Lamed Hei. Although in the case of Shai Shalom and Safar, Simchas said Chalkin. In the case of Shai Shalom and Safar, one Shai would take another Shai, that Simchas would agree Hamaytim and Chaber Alba. Okay, so why? Why would you say that? No, you just bring me a right. I'm not telling you why. You just bring me a right. You see, there's two separate Mishnayas, two separate
programs.
Right, why? What's the
Zohar
Lachai? Why should I make an afkamina? Why should it be therefore in the first, in the second mission we say Cholkin, in the first mission we say what's the chiluk? We want to know a chiluk.
Yeah.
And you want to know why it's in the chalik. Not everything that's a chiluk is the reason for it to be different. For instance, one cow might have been brown and the other one red, and that's not going to make any difference. So what's the difference? So the Gemara really speaks out in the Pilamas Hamadbeis. The Gemara carries on the next line. The Gemara says, "Amale ba'aba ba'mamale b'chia ba'abe." Amas sumchas afilu boy. What sumchas would hold even by Bori and Bori, you said it's a Hokim. That means there's a big difference between Lamed Hei and Lamed and Membo. In Lamed Hei, the case of the Mishnah was the Shoshu, read about Kachameyog. And the Zalim, he says, your Shoshu is Mazik. And to which the other guy answered, no, it's not true, it wasn't so. So there's a Bori and a Bori, there's one Bori against another Bori. And Membov, it wasn't like that. Membov, it was Shoshanog and Sephora, and you found it over. And now the Shai is, who's it is? You don't have a Bori and a Bori. So there was a Havamina that by a Bori and a Bori, maybe Sunfas would agree that you wouldn't say Yechalki. One second, Shmuel, we have to finish off the paragraph. Maybe Sunfas would agree. You wouldn't say Chalkim. And that's the chibush of a Pchiyah Ba'Avah. A long game of Pchiyah Ba'Avah says, Zois Le'Imeres, the Chacham Ba'Chaylek, he meant to say that you should know this Mishnah does not fit in with Sufis. So who is it? I said Chacham. And the Chacham Ba'Chaylek on a Bori and a Bori.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
I'm going to
do that. So when I was reading the Gemara, so the Washington said that this Mangaon that says this is Bori Bori. How does the Washington say?
So you're speaking also that you need the Gemara in front of you if you want to.
Is that a good question or no?
No, I don't know, because you're the same words which you're not pinpointing where you're coming from.
When bring
the Gemara, we'll discuss it. So where we hold it? So that's the mistake. We have a story that was chasing another story, and it got damaged. Who damaged it? We don't know. Right? We don't know who damaged it. The halacha wasn't mixing much better, right? The chiddush of the Gemara was that Sunchas disagrees on this.
So they're saying that it's called by the old Mr. Rogar, they're talking about themselves. They're not talking about Sunchas.
Again, nobody said the word here, because I'm building. This is Lamed Hei. We're Lamed Hei. So, in the Lamed Hei, so, you're talking about Membov. Lamed Hei, the Mishnah said the Mishnah of Rebbe, right? And Membov, the Mishnah says Holki. So we have Sunfas, we have Chachamim. So what's the Chiddush of Rebbe Chiba to say, Zay Zay Meres, Chalukin Al Chavei, Al Sunfas? But of course, this Mishnah says the Mishnah of Rebbe, and that Mishnah said Holki. So the answer is that no. In this Mishnah, Lamed Hei, you might have thought that Sunfas would agree and say, Lamed Hei, Lamed Hei. But why? Why would you have thought so? So why would you have thought so? So the Gemara carries on. Because in this case, it's a Bori and a Bori. A Bori and a Bori, even though Sunfas said it's Holkim. Now that comes, leads us to a tremendous Chiddush. But before we do that, let's just see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is on Lamed Hei Amud Beis Al Sunfas. The first Rashi on the Gemara Lamed Hei Amud Beis Al Sunfas. The Gemara Meshoy Shalom and Sahara. It said they turned up Membo. That's the Gemara which we've been learning. In the Gemara, the Brice of the Gemara Meshoy Shalom and Sahara. The Sunfas says Mom and Hamut Vesafik Cholke. And from our Mishnah Shaminon, we can infer the Chalukin of Chaveyoy, that our Chaveyoy argued, that his Chaveyoy argued. The Gdani Hamitz Machaveyoy, that Mishnah said Hamitz Machaveyoy. Oma Sunchas Afilo Bori, Bori. The Shneim Tzayim Tzayim is Bori. Both of them are claiming a Tzayim is Bori. Rafilo Heche, the Mitzvah. Who's the Mitzvah?
The person who talks to the story.
The person that's being claimed is wrong. Right? Whatever you say that in English. Dependent.
Or,
the one who's being accused. Defendant in English. Yeah, Rafilo Heche, the Mitzvah, Tzayim, Bori, Li, Shei, Nichayev,
even if he says,
I'm sure I'm not Chayev. Rafilo Heche. Kivan the Lebay Dina Mesafka, since the base to have a Safik, Mamika Alma Kushta, who says the Emet, Chalkin Divide. How do we know that? Says Rashi the important line. Dika Almas, because you said Masnisin the Loikisunkus. You said the Mishnah is not going to my Sunkus. Before you open their mouth, before Abchir Bahaba opened his mouth, I would have thought that the Mishnah fits in with Sunkus as well. Before Abchir Bahaba said anything, I would have thought Mishnah goes in with Sunkus. Why? Because maybe by Bari and Bari, even Sunkus is Maskim that you would say, I'm waiting with a veil on the ground. Which makes a lot of sense. And if I go up to Yossi and say, Yossi, you owe me $1 million. And he said, no, I don't. Okay, Holkin. Yeah, I made my money. I'd be able to make tons of money this way. Suppose you can't say by Bari and Bari, that's what you would have thought. Maybe it's a boy of Hashem, or then you could say, Holkin. If I say you owe me money and you say, well, I don't know, well, sorry, you should know. That's just where I'm right, I'm right. So therefore we'd say Holkin. But if, even by Bari and Bari, you say Holkin, it doesn't make any sense in. It doesn't seem fair to. Rabbi Chiya Ba'av is saying that's not like that. Rabbi Chiya Ba'av is saying that our Mishnah, the Lamatei, that means this Mishnah Lamatei, is the Torah of Bari and Bari, and nevertheless, he says that it's only going like the Chachon, and not going like so. The Chiddush goes over Rabbi Chiya Ba'av. But how does that?
Huh?
How does he know it? Yeah. That's the whole hemshech of the Gemara. That the God is mocking and says, don't be right. Yes. How he knew that the mission is talking about Bori and Bori? Well, no, how do you know that Sokol Diyah? That's his Kiddush. It's his Kiddush. Which is.
Was he even died in this mission?
He understood that Sokol is held even by Bori and Bori, and that he said the mission is saying for Kiddush Sokol. How do you know that this Mishnah is not
offered by someone?
Yeah. I don't have an answer to you. That was his Chiddush. His Chiddush, he holds that Sukkos holds even by Bari, and therefore he understood that this Mishnah is going like the Chacham in the Chalami. That's what the Gemara carried on. So asking him, how do you know that? Maybe the Mishnah is going like. Maybe this is going like something like Bari and Bari, Sunkas holds. I'm going to make a veil on the right. So he says, yeah, no, he holds. Sunkas says, even by Bari and Bari.
Even by Bari and Bari.
Okay, yeah.
So then why would our Mishnah and then A be a case of Bari and Bari?
Oh, so we'll see. The Mishnah and A is not, but we'll see. And we're going to come back to the Mishnah and A very shortly. So that's the chiddush of Chiya Ba'ava. So now we ask that question though. So if that's true, then we've come to a case where we can't live a normal life. If by every Bari and Bari, Sunkus would say Chalkin, that'd be a good way of making money. And that can't be. So what's the chance? So, Tosis, double long.
Remember the Sezer in the door.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's Membov. So we're going to come to Membov, so I want to split up the two that I'm in. Okay, so let's see the Gemara Tosfos on Lamed Hey on this list. Zaysi Meret Chalukin Olav Kaviroim Al Sunkus. Says Tosfos, and this is a very, very, very critical Tosfos for us to understand the whole Sukkos. Dafka Bechi Hai Gavner. That specifically in this type of situation, Palig Sunkus. Sunkus disputes. So that Sunkus argues with the Chachamim. Why? Shiro'oi nistafik bedovo. Shiro'oi nistafik bedovo. What does that mean? Ro'oi nistafik bedovo? Means there's a reason to have a suffix. It's an expression which is in other places, and they call it, other Gemara's call it as well, Dro'o demonoyo. Dra'adimamayna means, which is the same word that says it means here, it means that before anyone opens their mouth, we have a story. We saw a story. We don't know what happened in the story. Irrelevant of who's opening, who's claiming what, there is a story. We don't know what happened. So dra'adimamayna. In such a case, said so because by bar and bari we'd say chokin. And so he brings other examples. He's the makli par b'chamorim. Somebody exchanged a par b'chamorim, and then they find that the par had a baby. Now, when did the par have a baby? Before we did the exchange, and therefore it belongs to the original owner, or after the exchange, and then it belongs to the new owner? That suffix is a suffix which is irrelevant who's claiming what. It's a suffix. That's called Jorah Domain, such a thing, there Sumpah says Holkin. Another example is a Moshe Shifchosa Yvyolda. Somebody sold his Shifcha and had a baby. Again, when did that Shifcha have a baby? Before the sale took place, and then it belongs to the original owner, or after the sale took place, and then it belongs to the new owner? V'chol anach, v'loy ta'anoysam, roi listabek lebeisdin. V'chol anach, with all these cases, he says, v'loy ta'anoysam, even without anyone claiming, roi listabek lebeisdin. Lebeisdin had a reason for a doubt. Avo b'mokoyim, shasopik bo. In a situation where the whole doubt came into the world because of Pidivrim, because of what he tainted, loy parik sumchus, then sumchus doesn't argue. That means, if I'm the one making up something, then I only have to bring proof of it. If I'm not making up anything, but there's a suffix here, I'm claiming that I'm the beneficiary of this suffix, say that, therefore, but if I'm making up something, then of course you have to bring a riot to say what. Whether you're right or not.
Meaning the defendant has to agree that this has occurred, just he has a different version.
The defendant has
to agree that this has occurred. It can't be, what I'm trying to see is,
yeah.
Right, let's say the defendant is not there, and the animal did something.
Yeah.
So he can say, no, it didn't happen, we didn't do that, we weren't there.
Right. Not really the correct words, the defendant has to agree, because like you're saying, even if the defendant is not there. But there's a story that definitely happened, and we just don't have to touch that story.
It definitely happened.
Everyone saw that this show was chasing another show, and everyone saw the show was broken. We just don't know what exactly caused the leg to break. Was it that show? So that's a topic that exists, not because he's claiming it.
What's the reason people here told me?
So I come up to you and say, you owe me money.
We have a topic in front of the base of money that's true, and I can deny it.
Right.
I'm denying it.
But the reason why base has a topic about it, the reason why base has a topic is that I open my mouth.
Okay, it was not my turn.
Right? Then my turn, my turn.
But that's true.
Yeah, it's not my turn because I open my mouth. So such a thing, if I want to bring down a story into the world, I have to prove that story happened. It must be like that, because like we said beforehand, the Harei, the Manda Oma, because according to the Manda Oma, that Oma Sunkus that said, the Sunkus said that Avidu Bogu Ori, Otu, could it possibly be, Im Omar Odom Nechabeyoi, that one person says to his friend, Tanisu, Shatalovo Shelim, and that's a nice Tanisu, lost his mind. And the other guy obviously disagrees. Yeah, we almost Sumchus Kolkin. Would Sumchus possibly say that he's right up such a talis for that? And he brings a riot from the Grand Shlaim Oysen, not like that. So he says off with the riot from Shlaim Oysen. Clearly, that such a case you don't say Kolkin. You don't say Kolkin. So Shmuel's the whole Kiddush of Sumchus is very limited now. It's limited to a situation where there's a story in front of us, and on that case it says Holkin. But if I'm the one who's inventing the story, it might be a true story, but I'm the one who brought it to the... Without me saying anything, we wouldn't know the chlal about it. In such a case, then Sumchus is maskim, he would say, I'm making him a chaver. Yeah?
I'm actually mute,
you do, because they're both holding it. Right? The other Gemara says that the ones that are holding the side edge, they're not. Each one's timing is mine. So you see that some of us holds, unless we have a drone of the Mamena,
during they hold. That means they mean they don't mention symptoms.
No, there they're both holding.
No, but I'm saying is that.
Yeah. The master's even called the symbols would be like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would he hold in the case? Reuben claims the palace and Shimon's and Shimon is his.
Mm-hmm.
And Shimon says, no, I give you back your palace, sir.
There's no drama to remain on.
What?
There's no drawer of the Malena. There's no situation in front of us.
No.
It's not something we've got to stop. Without you saying anything, we've got to stop.
Evan is admitting that there was at one point a borrowing, and now he's saying that he gave it back. So now we have a Matthias in front of us, I would say.
No.
We
don't have a stop on this talis. On this talis, we don't have a stop. Maybe on another talis you said it was. On this talis we don't have something. Why do we think that this talis that Shua is wearing is because it belongs to you? Because you said so. There's no stopping in front of us. We never saw anything. What's chat in this story? We don't have that. What's chat in the story? He's wearing his own clothes. What's chat in the story? Why does Shua broke his leg? That we have that shame. So Stumchas holds that the only time you say Tolkien, at least in the case of Boyd and Bori, is because there is a drawer of the minor means, like the Lashon of Jesus, throw in his topic of it. But isn't there a reason to have a doubt on the matter? That's why he has a topic of Boyd and Bori. And the Rashi also says that Lashon. If you now go back to Rashi, Rashi Omas Tumfus, so Mamadeh and Beid, the second Rashi of the Gemara, Omas Tumchus Afidu Bori Bebori. That's what the Gemara is asking. Yeah, you still said even by Bori Bori. Tishne claiming Tainis Bori. They both claiming Tainis Bori. Afidu Heicha. Even where the Nitva Toyin Bori, the defendant says, it's clear to me she'eini chai. Afidu Hoki. Nevertheless, Kivin de la Beit Dino. Here's the words I wanted. Kimen de la Beit Dino Mistafka Man Koma Kushko. Since the basin is Mistafik, who's saying the MS? Cholki. So I'm suggesting that these words of Tei Rashi, the basin is Mistafik, it means to say, like we said in Tosfos, there's a reason here why basin is Mistafik. Because they see a story. They don't know how to explain the story, but they see a story. That story, how do we explain it? Based on the stomach. We don't know how to explain it. So in that case we say, Maman Amotu B'Safir Chok. So what's the svar of this? What's the svar of Stumchus? Why should he say, now we can understand him, but why should he say, Maman Amotu B'Safir Chok? Why should he say this? So we understand at least now a bit better. Yeah, we're not talking about when one guy made up the story. Because that doesn't make sense to say, Maman Amotu B'Safir Chok. That's the Bemetis topic here. There's the Bemetis topic in front of us. Why should he say, Mom and I'm also Bistopic Cholkin? So much is topic, so we should say, I'm Isma Chabeyar Barai. You want to ask him? No? So Tosfos in Bambasa, so it's Rashbam Bambasa explains that if there's a situation in front of us that Bemetis is an equal way of understanding it, it's as if both of them are holding onto it. It's as if both of them are holding on to this animal, and they both got equal claims on it. Because this story is a story which prevented a topic for us, and we don't know how to answer it, how to explain it. It's as if both are holding it. And like we mentioned, my talis, the Shnayim Sheyesim is the talis, if both are holding a talis, then everyone holds your Lord's Holkin. Everyone's in the sphere of Holkin. Because they're both holding it. The Stumchus holds that even if they're not physically holding it, if there's a stopping in front of us, and that topic is a bemetzer topic, it's not that because one person invented that topic, it's a bemetzer topic, in that case, Stumchus was told, it's as if, kibyocha, they're holding it, and therefore you divide that 50-50. So it's a chum, you say, no, they're not physically holding it, so you tell me to make a bear over it. Right? That's the Havana of Lamed Hei. So why was it so important for us to learn Lamed Hei? Because it now teaches us where Stumfus is on about. What's the case of Stumfus? The case of Stumfus is specifically in a case of didn't want you to say that. The case of some is specifically where there is a suffix in bronze. And the other chiddush is, and that's turning this whole Gemara, the other chiddush is that he learns that Chiba Avanant, that some have said his din even by Bar Yavar. Not only in the Bar Yashem, but even by Bar Yavar. No, no, that's a Namati. Right? Not a Namati. Okay?
Well, let me tell you, because Namati is in front of us, and if the claims are irrelevant, is really what you're saying.
It's not that agreement claims are irrelevant.
I mean, when it's Bar Yavar, Shabbat. I mean, does we see the same thing that you see. So whether you want to claim that your animal didn't do it, we ourselves, we are the footage.
Yep,
we don't know.
It could still argue. It still say, even in a case when you got a suffix in front of us, if each one of them is boring, then who says you can take away his money? You've got a suffix, and each one's confident that he's not liable. So who says you should be able to take away his money? Says if you have, even in that case you can. In our Gemara, Menvav, now we're going back to Menvav, in our Gemara it wasn't like this. In our Gemara, in Menvav, is not a boy in a boy. In our Gemara is a boy in a shem, obviously, as we're doing Tosis. And therefore, this is an easier case to understand why it's talking, because there's a stopping in front of us, and the guy who's claiming is confident about it, and the defendant isn't so confident about it. So maybe there we understand easier why it should be holding. But Lamatei was even by holding
more. The Lord gave the Bob Shema. They both thought, and if I owe it to you, I want you to have it. You're like, well, if you owe it to me, I should have it. You don't want to take it, it's not mine. We both Shema. You don't know.
It's a good system, so it's a big hope.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be the best.
The flip side of Boring. Why would it be any different?
It'd be even better than Boring. Because of the stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, Boring. This guy, doesn't want to give his money back because it's my money.
Maybe it's as simple as to say no. Maybe by the person that has it right now. So you have a bargain that you have.
You're saying maybe silver is only, you need the bargain. You need the chesnaya to be a bargain.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I must say that in my own notes, when I'm preparing, and it's advisable to try and do this, to make yourself a chart of sulkos, bori, shema, and chachamim. Because, we'll see, I'm involved in Kinnaman. I came out shema, it's called Max to check up again, why? So it must be a handsome right. Okay, so that is. Oh, so now, if that's true, so now let's go back to stuff involved. Do you remember the Gemara Menvav on the base says? The Gemara Menvav on the base asks, what's the raya for Moitzi Mechavei Olam Haray? What's the raya for Moitzi Mechavei Olam Haray? So the Gemara Haray, Mi Bal Vorem Yagish Yigash Alem. Yigash Alem, Yagish Raya Alem. The Gemara Haray, the Menvav on the base. Yeah? Yes, sorry. Menvav on the base, the Gemara Haray from what's the makor? What's the source for Amitzim and Amei Olam Haray? So the Gemara asked, Maskif lo rash revashi halom alikro, why didn't the pasuk svaru? It's obvious. It's the pasuk svaru. Then what? Then what? The makor of Rocky Eva, somebody's got to eat, also the biyasi goes to the doctor. So why are you bringing me a makor? It's pasuk. So now we said at the time this question was very difficult because Maram's kasha that it's gami svara. Sumpas argues. So Maram answers, yeah. That the kasha is why is it svara? So Maram answers that the pashtus of the pasuk is talking about a case where there's no suffix in front of us. The pashtus of the pasuk is talking about a case where it's because of his tightness, me bows for him. It's because of you saying something, that's why we have a suffix. Me bows for him. Whoever's the bows for him, whoever's the owner, the one who's making up the story, he has to bring it right. In that case, even Sultan agrees.
Right, that's what we have
the Sultan. Because of the Sultan, in the case where you are the one who's making up a story, Even someone disagrees that you need to have mitzvah of avodah zarah, because that's his tzvara.
Whoever's sick goes to the doctor.
If you want to prove something, you have to say it. So the main that that's how the Rambam wants to answer. Now the passage of the Gemara of this pasuk is not talking about it as a suffix in front of us, and therefore, why do you need a pasuk? And that's why the Gemara says it's come to tell me something else. It's not come to tell me that alcohol of Amitim and Kamil Al-Gurai. Okay, so let's go over what we said today and tie it all up. We've had today a Gemara Mishnah that from the Gemara, where we saw there that there was a story that happened, and that Allah was Amitim and Kamil Al-Gurai. Even though there was a Bari and Bari, that was the story, they both were quite sure about themselves, and that Allah was Amitim and Kamil Al-Gurai. Reb Chiya Ba'Abba came along and said, this Mishnah is against Sunfus. That was his Kiddush. That means he held that Sunfus says it even by God and Boy. And he said that Mishnah is against Sunfus. So, what does that mean? That means, according to Sunfus, in the case of that Mishnah, where you weren't sure what happened, you would say Cholki. So Taisa says, if you're going to tell me even by Bori and Bori that you say Cholkin, so then how are you ever going to have a life? And every time a person claims something, the other person can deny it, you say 50-50. So Taisa explains, he says that the whole side of Sumpus, the whole Nidan of Sumpus, when we say Cholkin, is talking about a case where there is, we're going to use this expression because it's an expression which is used by Rishonim of Drodim and Moina. The expression is like to know what mitzvah means. Drodim and Moina means without anyone claiming anything, there's a topic to this. So there's a picture there that we have to answer, have to explain what happened in this story. Without their claim, there's already a topic. In that case, where without their claim, there's already a topic, then someone says, call me. Then someone says, don't call me. Explain why? Because the both of them are holding it. Since the topic is an emistic topic, it's a topic which permits this, since the difference in holding it, and therefore you say Cholkin. So, not only there, that's where Sumpus holds that you say Cholkin, when you have a topic in front of you. But then if one guy is making up a story, and the other guy denies it, or doesn't deny it, then Sumpus wouldn't say Cholkin, what would Sumpus say? Okay, that was a Gemara Matei. I'm bringing that now to explain a difficult Gemara that we had in the Mevavim Beis. Gemara Mevavim Beis was looking for a coat for Amitim and Chavei Al-Bari. Bring me a proof that you say Amitim and Chavei Al-Bari. So the Gemara brought a pasuk. V'ibalvam Yigashalem, which from there we learn, Yigashalem, from there we learn that whoever's the Baal Dvarim, whoever's the Tevea, has to bring the proof of the matter. Yagish Dvarim Adai, he has to bring the proof for what he's claiming. So, pray the Gemara asked him that, then why do I need a pasuk? That is Dvarim. Of course, if you're the one who wants to claim, you have to bring a pasuk. You have to bring a proof. So, we didn't understand that. It's not our kasha, you know, I'm asking kasha, but you should ask the kasha, you're going to ask the kasha, well, ask the kasha. That I can't be a tzvara, because Sufus is chaylek. If it's logical, you can't argue on logic.
What about the name?
Love? You can't argue on logic.
How can you argue on logic?
It just doesn't exist. It's not logical. It's not logical.
Yeah, it's not logical to have two logical arguments seem to contradict one another?
No.
Really?
Logic is defined as logic. If you're telling me that you're arguing on it, then you're saying what I'm saying is illogical.
My logic is saying this. Is your logic saying this?
What does that mean? Logic means it's Torah Pshuta. That's how can you argue on that?
Because you have a valid you have a legal, a certain legal.
Say that. These things are not
based your decision on, and you have another legal that you don't
have
to base your decision on. They're both logical reasonings.
No, you're contradicting yourself. You're saying he's got a limit, and basically, so that's logic. That's a limit. A limit means something which you recover from your errors. That's not logical.
Okay.
Logical means something which the Svara is Machayev. Right? The Svara is Machayev.
There's two logical points.
Yeah,
there's
one plus one here.
There's two.
There's two logical points in here, I think.
Yeah, can I see what you want?
I'm one, but I'm saying I want to explain what I mean. One is, I need to claim against Joshua that he owes me something. Okay? Now, there's a logic to say the burden of proof should be on this. We're both Zadikim, we're both righteous, we both keep Shabbos, we both down the Dasha, we both come to a prayer. We're both, so I'm claiming something on him. Maybe now the basis should be looking and saying, Joshua, prove that you don't know him. You can't get a woman to claim on him for no reason. It doesn't make a million bucks. It doesn't make something. So one logic would say, Yoshua should have the work of proof to get out of this. And he's like, I don't have proof to deny it. The other side is to say, I'm the one who's making the point, right, the argument right now. I'm the one who's bringing it up. Like the Gemara says, the logic is that I should be the one who's bringing the proof to say that that he owes me. So I'm saying, I guess it's bad logic, the first case, but he should prove it.
Nachon. So you built up your case, very nice. And you said there's one mistake in it. That why you said that he has the faith, the logical. Because at the end of the day, he denied it, and you got a proof, so why should he pay it? So it's illogical. The Gemara said that the one thing is logical here, and that is that you want to get money out of somebody, should prove your point. The fact that you're a tzaddik doesn't make a difference. He's also a tzaddik. Why should he pay? Because you don't have any proof. The logic is a chayim one way. So if it's logical, how can silver be paid?
But so or not coming. He says deny and he gives you positive. So he obviously didn't see the logic either. I mean, if it's not logical, also why was he arguing?
Okay.
Why is he asking?
That's the most question. Not when you come. I'm slow. Why didn't he give me a bottle against the slow? That's the most question.
No, but you're
not
going to
be
asking
the Gemara.
No, I'm asking before the Gemara. The Gemara is proving it's as far. I said, so what was he thinking? I said, what was he thinking? Why wouldn't
if it's such an obvious svara, why did he question it?
Okay. So that's all part of the Gemara's question. Let me go. So,
as far as don't we kick it, I don't get it. Because you have to go as far as they can.
Sorry, that's
killing somebody. Killing somebody. Don't kill. That's not svara. Like that, I know, I'm not using svara properly, yes, but aren't these, don't we have to think that there are svara and stuff? So think of
that. There are some things which are responsible to tell you that you have to speak out. Even if you're not svara, you could have learned it. It's
right.
True.
So what's the question?
But I don't need you to bring me a Makkoi Minayim. I don't need to find me a Makkoi to say a Svar. I wouldn't say to you, how do I know I mustn't kill? Oh, because it says Leistirta. You're right, it can be the other way. It can be that the Torah says Leistirta, even in a Svar, we would know already. But you would never turn around and say, where's the Makkoi in the Apostle for a Svar? Because that implies that if you couldn't find a Makkoi, you wouldn't have to keep to it. Which is not true. So Svara, Svara's Machayim. Right here, there's two ways, yeah? You're absolutely right. There are some mitzvahs where the Torah is Machayim, even though we have Svara, we could have learned it. But the Gemara's question is what we're asking. Minayim, you say Minayim, from where do I know Makkoi? From where would it be? It means if I couldn't find your Makkoi, you wouldn't keep it. It's not true. It's a Svara. You don't need to bother that. It's a Svara. Oh, so we were asking what you mean. Silver to Svara. So Miriam says that the passages of this Fosso of Mi Bal Dvorim is not referring to the case of similar to Lamed Hei of Envor, where you have a story in front of you. The person of the bottom, mi bal zvorim means bal zvorim, the person that created the words, he made up the story, he's telling us what happened. From where do we know that if a person makes up a story and tells us what happens, from where do we know that then we say, I'm mixing the chaveh all the way? To which the Gemara answers than that's possible, that's a svara. Even Sultan agrees to that case.
It comes from a svara.
Comes from a svara.
So I mean, he's putting one of the midos to address. But he's saying, even if it wasn't the Lutzen, it would still be.
Okay. That's one of the methods of transgression, is that you can use his Torah to learn Halacha.
Yes.
That's why.
Well, we don't feel based on that.
That's what they show.
But like, we wouldn't
feel based on that. You don't right.
So why not? Why don't we say that Torah is so important that,
Once the Torah, I mentioned earlier, once the Torah, you don't kill somebody from California, so the Rishami explains.
It's not about Kapara or something?
Who said that's enough of a Kapara? Okay, that's, it's the beginning. Okay, so that's the very best. That's what we're holding in this video. Right? So, that's a quick stick of the suit. Yeah?
I'm not getting the same question.
My question?
Yeah.
The Ram's question. Okay, let's do a quick stickum of what we've learned this week, and then we have to share next week. We'll be starting the tesis on the involvement of Aleph, showing the first tesis, the second tesis, which I didn't necessarily, but we have to learn that. So, what we had this week, we had a machlekes tumchus and chachomim. On which case did we have a machlekes tumchus and chachomim? The case in Aragamar was a case where one person claims that Yoshua killed my blood, and the other one doesn't know about it. On that, we said, right? Even though it's a boy of Hashem, even though we don't know about it. Sumchus would be chayyuk. Rabbi Yehuda Meshul told us that Klal Golda Bedin, what's the Klal Golda Bedin? We saw two positions. Number one is Boy and Shema, and number two was even though it's against the rich. That was against the rich. The case we had was most people died for plowing, and he sold in a show which was for. We only met him for Shita, and we said, even in that case. And then the Gemara, I just want to finish off the Gemara, then the Gemara said, from where do I know the Klal, idea of Hamitzim and Rebbe Al-Rai? And the Gemara said, I don't need the Posse. It's a Svar. Don't need the Posse. It's absolute Svar. You don't need the Posse with that. It's a Svar of Shuto, the Hamitzim and Rebbe Al-Rai. And we just now spoke out that even Sintus would agree to that. Because this Posse, which he brought, wasn't telling me about a situation that existed already, but rather was telling me a situation where a person claims that situation happened. And in that case, it itself was agreed to say, I'm making another way over there. That's coming. Okay, Shkir.
What's about yesterday? We're saying that Mechatol is not that the fraud, it's that.